Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would think the French Quarter in downtown New Orleans, probably the safest places on the planet right now. Steve Scalise joins us right now, the U.S. Congressman, House Majority Leader. Steve, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. I know you're busy. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay, Tommy, and thank you for having me.
How are you feeling, first of all, on a personal note? Because I know you've had some challenges.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm doing well, but it's, you know, you just got to have a heavy heart. I think everybody in the city is, is angry, frustrated, sad about what happened. I mean, there's just so much loss of life that was just senseless. The terrorist attack that, you know, maybe we'll find out why, but in the end, it, you know, to those families, why doesn't it matter as much as, you know, they're not going to get their loved ones back. And that's, that's tough to see.
And I want to ask you, Steve, as the majority leader in the House, a guy that, man, you've been as involved with the fight against terror as has anyone in federal government almost, I would just ask the difference, because it hit me differently, because this is our city, right? And we're so used to going to the French Quarter and everything else. This is not like 9/11, and I'm not trying to make it a competition. But we went to New York, we're familiar with New York, and we could maybe put ourselves in the shoes. But this is different. This is our city.
Yeah, you know, it's something that, you know, we host big events all the time, Tommy. I mean, you got Mardi Gras coming up. You've got the Super Bowl coming up. We have the Sugar Bowl playing today. And, you know, and it's something we pride ourselves in that, you know, a million people can come to the city and have a good time. And you know, usually nothing happens. And then this happens. And it just kind of breaks that veil. And it just, you know, it hits home, obviously. And, you know, and we know some of these people that lost their life too. That's that's another hard part of it.
Do you have any doubt in your mind? I don't know if you've been talking to the White House or the Department of Homeland Security that every effort is being brought to bear, every stone's being unturned, whatever cliche you want to use, that everything possible is being done to find out why this happened and who was behind it, et cetera?
I think now the resources are coming to bear. And, you know, I talked to Governor Landry yesterday about, you know, making sure they have everything they need. And he's confident they do. You know, the disappointing thing is that it's after the fact that, you know, the one thing that, you know, came out of 9/11 is connecting dots so that you don't have something happen again. You don't want to look back and say, what did we miss? And clearly there were things that were missed here. And it led to a tragedy and 15 lives lost and more that are struggling right now.
What was missed, Steve?
Well, you know, we've been saying for a few years now that the main federal agencies that are tasked with keeping our homeland safe have lost sight of the mission. And, you know, we impeached Secretary Mayorkas, and I think a lot of people thought it was a political exercise. It wasn't. I mean, it was a frustration that the Department of Homeland Security was not focused on keeping Americans safe. And it seems like the further away we get from September 11th, the closer we are to September 10th. You know, the kind of the attitude oh, well, it can't happen again. It can happen again, and it just did. And, you know, exactly how it came about, we're going to find out more, hopefully. But, you know, I do think they've let their guard down some and have focused on things other than keeping our homeland safe. And that has to change, Tommy, because, you know, in every state, I mean, just what happened in Las Vegas, you know, there's an investigation to see if that was tied to New Orleans. You know, the app to rent the truck in the you know, New Year's Day attack was the same app that was used to rent that cyber truck over at the Trump Hotel in Vegas. So, you know, were those connected and why weren't those things connected?
And there are now reports, I don't know if you've seen them or not, Steve, or been briefed on this, that they both served at the same military base, the guy in the with the Vegas bombing and the perp here in Louisiana, in New Orleans.
I didn't see that, but yeah. Again, we're going to find out more. But it just seems like these are connected. And, you know, the agencies that are tasked with their number one mission being to keep Americans safe. And this isn't a new thing. I mean, I've been saying this for a few years now, that I feel like they've lost their focus. And when they lose their focus, lives are lost here in America. And that's not acceptable.
So I told a story of myself earlier, Steve. When I first heard about this, and my kid got married out of town, and I drove back to be on the air for this because I knew it was important. But the first thought I had when I heard Texas license plate was, here we go, illegal immigrant drunk driving into a crowd. I'm going to be honest, that's what I thought. But now I find, with a Texas plate, now I find out that it's a U.S.-born citizen, military veteran, who by all accounts, was honorably discharged and great in his field and everything. And he tried to be a real estate agent. And he, as far as some audio that I've seen from YouTube, was embracing the American dream. At some place, it went south for him. And I guess the only question I would ask is, when it comes to Homeland Security, look, we have one hell of an immigration problem in this country. I'm right there with you. I agree with you. But when it comes to this specific instance, how can you hang this, or what did Homeland Security miss, or is there anything they really could have done with a U.S.-born citizen that was in the military that just, for whatever reason, radicalized? It would appear to be at this point.
Yeah, and it's not just illegal immigration. Well, clearly, that's a big piece of it. You know, you got people on the terrorist watch list who have come over. But when you have people that get radicalized, and clearly somewhere along the way he got radicalized by ISIS, he had an ISIS flag on his truck. But some of these agencies have gotten so wrapped up in the DEI movement, you know, call it wokeness, call it whatever you want, but where their main focus is on diversity and inclusion as opposed to security. And they're two very different things. And we've got to get back to that core mission. And this has happened in the DOD as well. And we pointed that out in DOD. We pointed it out in Homeland. We pointed it out in the FBI. And so, you know, if nothing else, let's get back to these agencies focused on keeping Americans safe, period.
But you started, and I'm not trying to argue with you, Steve. I'm just trying to nail this down, because you started by talking about the loss of life and how much it hurts. And I agree with you totally. And I feel it as well as you do. But I'm just trying to figure out, rather than use it as a political situation, did diversity in any way, do you have any proof that diversity or equity inclusion contributed to missing this guy that drove his truck down Bourbon Street? Or are you just speculating as to this?
We've seen in agencies when you start focusing on that. I mean, you can only have so many focuses. In any agency, I mean, each agency has a mission, Tommy. And when you move away from your main mission, and, you know, Homeland Security, I'll start there. Their mission is to keep Americans safe in our homeland. And they've started to move away from that. And we've pointed that out for years now. And so at some point, if you're moving away from that mission, then you're missing out on what you're supposed to be doing. And that's when things get missed.
So what, I guess specifically, could the Department of Homeland Security have done differently, as far as what you know now, to either prevent this from happening, or to realize that the driver of this vehicle had been radicalized? Is there any way that they could have known this? Or do you have any reason to believe that DEI caused any of this? Or are you just saying?
Well, look, we'll find out. But when your sole focus is, you know, you cannot, a zero fail mission is what you used to hear from a lot of these agencies. You know, the terrorists can be right one time. We can be right. We can be wrong no times. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a zero fail mission that you used to always hear about. You don't hear that anymore.
But is that serious? Because, you know, I looked it up in the war on terror, the different estimates between $7 and $9 trillion. And, you know, that's the way terrorism works, Steve, where they try to hit you at your weakest link at your weakest time and extract the most cost for the minimum investment on their part. And if you look at what Osama bin Laden accomplished with a dozen hijackers or more and a couple of planes, it really is an amazing attack. And I guess the question, and I'm not meaning that in a complimentary way at all, I guess what I'm asking is it really realistic to think you can live in a free society? It was a shooting at an Atlanta club last night. 13 people shot, 15 killed in the quarter, 14 killed in the quarter. I'm not trying to make it a competition, but there's no way in a free society to keep anybody safe from anything, because nobody's talking about, I don't think, to be honest with you, I don't think there's any way you're going to get guns back in this country. I don't think that's a realistic approach to solving this. So just as I think, if you look at an Atlanta shooting with 14 people killed at a nightclub saying you got to confiscate guns, that's not going to happen. It's not realistic. It can't happen.
Right.
And it's not constitutional. Okay. Obviously, I don't think you can say that you can live in a free society and prevent every terrorist attack, can you?
Well, but we had, Tommy. And you got to remember, after September 11th, before September 11th, we did not have a Department of Homeland Security. It was created as an offshoot of one of the many things that they saw in terms of gaps in our security in our country, that we needed an agency to be kind of the overarching agency to be looking out for all of those things that were missed. And so they created the Department of Homeland Security with a singular focus of a no-fail mission. And all I'm saying is that I've watched them get away from that. I've been critical of specific things they've done that have gotten away from that mission over time. And it's time they get back to that focus.
Let me ask you real quick, because there's a story in the New York Times today about vehicle ramming attacks. That's the newest thing that ISIS is hitting on, encouraging. And we talked to a terrorism expert earlier and said that's accurate, that's what they're doing. You look at what happened in Germany later at the end of last year now. How do you change that in this country, Steve, and still live free?
Yeah, and it's a delicate balance, but we had found that balance. And, you know, we had gone 2 decades. You know, over a decade without a terrorist attack on our soil. And, you know, and look, attacks of violence and terrorist attacks are denoted differently for a reason. This was denoted as a terrorist attack. You know, again, this person was radicalized somewhere along the line by ISIS. Where exactly, we don't know. Maybe we're going to find out. I hope that they will find out how he got radicalized. But, you know, are those things that they're tracking? And there's ways you can find out if somebody is associating with ISIS in a foreign country without violating the rights of American citizens.
Let's quickly talk about the work of the Congress when you guys convene. I don't know what day it is now. I'm losing track of what day it is. But
tomorrow
y'all convene. Okay. Tell me what's going on Friday. That's tomorrow. Yeah. See, you're like me. It's incredibly difficult with the new year and the attack and everything else. Tomorrow's Friday, January 3rd. Y'all convene. What's going on with the Speaker of the House? Are you going to maintain your position? What are you hearing?
Yes, I've already been reelected as the majority leader for the new Congress.
You have been?
Mike Johnson. I have been, yes. Okay. So that's already been done. But Mike Johnson is our nominee on the Republican side for Speaker. But you need to get 218 votes on the House floor. And that takes place tomorrow. So, you know, obviously you've seen some people expressing some of our members expressing maybe some, you know, things they want changed before they'll commit to vote for Mike Johnson. I'm hopeful that Mike gets there and that we wrap it up tomorrow, because we have a lot of spend days and weeks having internal fights amongst ourselves. We've got a lot of work to do, and I've got a very busy agenda planned on the House floor in our first few weeks when we come back, starting tomorrow. So, you know, it starts by electing a speaker. And if we don't do that, then it delays the whole agenda.
Steve, I know you're busy, you got to go, but I would ask you real quick, first 100 days of the Trump administration, what would you like to see done, and how likely is it to get done?
Border security and economic security, getting our country back on track. And, you know, energy security is one of those big pieces, which is important for Louisiana's economy, but it's also important for America's economy. It'll lower inflation. It'll help families who are struggling to have lower costs at the grocery store, lower costs at the pump, your household electricity rates. A lot of those things can be done quickly in the first 100 days.
Thank you, Steve. Any final thoughts?
Look, our prayers just continue to go to those families, as well as the two law enforcement officers who rush to the danger, as they always do, to hopefully, I'm sure, protect more people from loss of life.
Thank you. I appreciate your time, Steve. And just to be thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And congratulations on your reelection. You too. Just to be clear, on October 31st, 2017, guy drove a rented pickup truck into cyclists and runners for about a mile on Hudson River Park's bike path. That was during the Trump administration. So to throw the Homeland Security Department under the bus and say there was no attack prior to this, I don't think is completely accurate. And I hate when politics enter into this with, and again, Steve Scalise saying that diversity, DEI contributed to this. And I don't think anybody really knows what's going on now. And until we find out, I don't think it's fair to start throwing Homeland Security under the bus and everything else, because the focus is being changed to truck attacks. And that's what the New York Times is saying. That's what the terrorist expert told us. I'm not taking up for Democrats. I'm not taking up for Republicans. I'm just saying the idea is to keep the country safe, whether it's Republicans or Democrats. And let's clear up what happened here before we start making partisan political points. Taking a break, coming back, WWL.